I understand is that prayer is less about answers and it's more about access. God wants us to develop a relationship with Him.
Hey, everyone. Hello, friends. We are so excited to be back with you. We have a brand new episode for you today. I selfishly am really looking forward to this conversation, but I know you're going to enjoy it too. And you all are meeting a new friend because Janet is new to A Wife Like Me, but I have met Janet already. So she's already a friend of mine. Welcome, Janet McHenry, to A Wife Like Me.
Thank you, Amanda. It's really a pleasure to be here with you.
I know. I'm so excited. You have a brand new book out today called Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style. When I read your subtitle, I was like, yes, because nobody talks about this. So I'm really excited to learn and dive into this topic from you and with you because, well, there's a lot of reasons. But before we get into the content and the topic, would you just introduce yourself to everyone at A Wife Like Me?
Well, I am a wife. I've been married to my high school sweetheart for many, many years. And we have four adult children and a few grandchildren sprinkled in there. And we live in the Sierra Valley in Northern California, which is the largest alpine valley in North America. And it kind of looks like Lake Tahoe. We're near Lake Tahoe, but, you know, without the water.
That's funny.
And my husband is a rancher here in the valley, raises beef cattle. And I used to work as a high school English teacher, but I hope no one holds that against me.
I will say that. Yeah, my husband corrects me. He said his high school English teacher, like, in a way, he kind of jokes about it, but it helps him. And then my husband corrects me if I say something or write something. I'm like, wow. So it's good. He probably didn't enjoy it when he was in school, but he actually loves it now. So thanks for all you did for your students.
That's awesome. It's really fun.
Yeah. And you're a writer and speaker now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's so exciting.
Yeah. I've been writing for the Christian publishing industry for more than 30 years, and just has been a privilege to be able to partner with the Lord and, you know, helping others develop a deeper relationship with God through the study of His Word and through prayer.
Yeah.
That's and what I do.
Yeah. And thank you for that. Your writing is beautiful. And I know that if you are watching or listening right now, there's a reason you're listening to this conversation. And you know, Janet, you obviously wrote a book about praying and prayer, but also, you know, you have sensitivity to how God created us each so differently. And we were talking before I pushed that record button, and you were saying, you know, Amanda, there's just so much shame around or placed on women that, you know, specifically moms, wives, we feel so much like that we should be doing XYZ, and that especially as Christian women and moms, wives, Christian moms and wives, we feel like it has to look a certain way, or it's supposed to be, you know, a formula. And we feel like you were saying these spiritual disciplines that are, we just feel like if we aren't doing those things or long enough, or that it looks a certain way, we're not doing it right. You know, so why don't you just talk to us about that? Talk to us about where the idea for this book came from, and we'll go from there.
Well, some of it bounced out of my own personal experience. About 25 years ago, I started the practice of prayer walking. It initially started as a way to get healthier and to sort of take care of prayer during that time. And that focus kind of changed all that one day when I saw a young man pull up in front of this little daycare center in our tiny town here in the Sierras. And he handed over his little blanketed girl to the daycare worker on the sidewalk. And that little girl said, "Bye, Daddy, I love you." And I knew right then that God had me out on the streets of my community, less for the minus of my prayers, but more for the needs of others. And because I experienced such dramatic change as a result of that, you know, depression that had clouded most of my adult life was gone. Irrational fears that I had that prevented me from stepping out boldly to do what God wanted me to do. And even physically, I lost 2 dress sizes, became healthier. The aches and pains went away. I became this fanatical woman who was just like preaching, prayer walking to everyone when I was speaking or, you know, just having a conversation with friends. And, but invariably, a woman would come up to me, you know, after a speaking event and would say, "But Janet, I can't walk. What do I do?" You know, so that kind of, that hung with me, you know, like that thought. And then I was speaking with a group of writers, about how to incorporate more prayer into their lifestyle. And all of a sudden I heard myself say, perhaps it has something to do with our God-given personality. And it was like one of those kind of aha boing moments, you know, that you have. And I realized, you know, that, you know, perhaps by studying God's word, I can find out, you know, what is this truth that perhaps I can have a different kind of praying life than someone else? And that's okay. So I simply began combing through the Bible to look at biblical characters, look at their prayers, look at the way they approach God. And found that, oh my goodness, there are so many different ways that we can approach God. And it's all right. The words can be different. The practices can be different. And we see that in terms of how it played out in these biblical characters. And it was a fascinating study and really helped me feel a freedom, because I always felt like I wasn't the right kind of Christian. And maybe, you know, maybe some of the listeners will identify with this. I wasn't that joy like a fountain Christian. I wasn't the love like the ocean Christian. I wasn't the peace like the river Christian. I was a doer, you know, a compelled kind of achiever. I'd be like an Enneagram 3 for, you know, with a touch of 8, you know, kind of controlling, and a little bit of perfectionist 1. It was, you know, I'm really, I'm a nutcase some days. But that, God, you know, has just kind of, through the practice of prayer walking, one thing I did learn was that wherever we are, there's a need for prayer. And so that has helped me understand that throughout my day, just take moments, as, you know, as someone requests prayer, to take those moments. And then certainly by the end of the day, what I do is just like, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm listening. And then have that really quiet time with Him. So that's kind of where it came from.
I love that. I love that. Could you talk to us about the, like, give us some examples, help us understand some different types of personalities when it comes to prayer?
Right. Eventually I began seeing that they're, you know, the biblical characters, they prayed differently, like Moses, you know, he argued with God, you know, he said, well, you know, who am I to be able to do this? What if they won't listen to me? You know, there's an argument going on. And then basically it came down to God, I don't really want to do it, you know, and then you had, you know, biblical characters like Hannah, who, you know, she cried out to God. She was lamenting. She's obviously, you know, and many of us are wired emotionally. And so, but we see that when she does conceive, that, you know, in the very next chapter of 1 Samuel, that she's praising God. She's thanking Him. You know, that's the emotional kind of a swing. So I began to look at personalities. I examined, a dozen different kinds of modern kind of personalities, everywhere from starting with the Greek temperaments all the way to the Enneagram. I include 8 of these in the book, and I report on them journalistically. I just explain what are they, and I look at the underlying questions, as opposed to some of the quizzes that you might find online. I think it perhaps is, we can actually learn more about ourselves if we ask the underlying questions to these kind of personality theories, and then think about them. And so eventually created 4 different praying personalities. The problem solver, which is one that I completely identify with. I go to God to solve problems, you know. It's become more of an kind of a natural thing for me, as opposed to trying to sort of fix things. I just go, God, you know, here it is, and I put it in your hands. Then perhaps there's someone we could call the friend of God. This is a very relational person, and she would find that her prayer life is most natural in the company of other people. So mm-hmm. maybe she's a mom in a van, and they're going to all these ball practices and things. She said, and she just says, "Well, let's pray." You know, Josiah, you start it, and then you call on someone else. Or maybe there's also someone called a lamenter or an organized prayer. This person is more introspective, more introverted, and perhaps she is the type of person who would love to journal her prayers. She would love to have an organized prayer notebook where she keeps track of all those kinds of things. I used to do those things when I was a young mom, and I just couldn't keep up, you know, eventually. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one, I thought perhaps there's the peace seeker, that this person goes to prayer for the purpose of actually seeking peace in her life. And because prayer does bring peace to her, and she would like more of an informal kind of, prayer setting, and perhaps even prayer prompts work for her. Prayers that are written out, and maybe those are great ways for her to kind of jumpstart her prayer time. Maybe she'd like to use a prayer app on her phone. And then she'll find that her prayer life does become faithful and, you know, one that is part of her natural kind of lifestyle.
I love that. I'm like, as you're talking, I'm thinking about all the messages I've that I've received regarding prayer. And I think, unfortunately, I don't want to speak for everybody listening or watching, but since I'm talking, I'm going to say, I would bet that a lot of us feel like there's a right way to talk with God and to a right and a wrong way to pray. I mean, if anyone were listening or had the mic that could take the mic right now, they'd probably say, Amanda, which I 1000% agree. However, I've heard it in messages. I've read it. I've heard it in podcasts. I've read it in books that there's, if we aren't praying, like that there ought to be even like a number to the minute. Like I've heard an hour a day. I've literally heard that it has to be at the start of the day. If your prayers, like I've heard even somebody reference like a lazy prayer, like and I think what that has done, at least for me, is it creates a hesitancy to go to God freely. And that, like, that's what you said that you experience, is that a freedom around prayer. And I hope that women listening and watching will experience that, will be drawn to want to experience that and get the book and go from there. But I think that it's really a shame that as a Christian community, we haven't celebrated the unique ways God makes each of us and then encouraged us to go to God within that design. And instead, we've tried to put every single follower of Christ into a box of what it looks like to commune with God. And so I love that you are saying, hey, like how God made you really matters. And it's so cool and beautiful. And you shouldn't feel bad about that. And you should feel that freedom to have that relationship with him. So I love that. I just have to say that. I was listening to the four prayer personalities. And I was like, I was thinking to myself that at different times of the month, like depending on where I'm at in my cycle, I think I'm each of these. like this week I'm a feeler. But next week I know I'm going to be the peace seeker. And like, oh my gosh, you know, like how funny that is. But overall, I definitely think I am a mix of lamenter and friend of God. I think it's like a good mix, but, I love that idea and that they're based on questions. Did you just a, out of curiosity, with the peace seeker, you said the goal is to, like, when we are praying, the goal is to experience, obviously, that peace, right, that comes with prayer. For the other three prayer personalities, is there like a goal or a end result that we're hoping to experience? Because I have an idea, but I'm curious.
Yeah, for the problem solver, you know, they go to God to solve problems. You know, they're very to-do oriented, they're task oriented. And so it's like a checklist thing. And which is somewhat problematic. And that's my struggle as a praying person, because what I understand is that prayer is less about answers and it's more about access. God wants us to develop a relationship with Him. And so my tendency to go with God with these problems, you know, that is a kind of a natural outpouring of who I am. But who God wants me to be eventually will be that person to establish relationship with Him and to understand that there He's got it, you know, that He loves me. He desires to have me come to Him with everything. And so that's kind of the rationale for the problem solver and for going to prayer. And then the friend of God is goes to God because it's relationship. So we talk about, you know, Abraham was a friend of God. Well, you know, he had this relationship with God. He wasn't a perfect human being. You know, he certainly made mistakes, some of them regarding his wife, which I, you know, struggle with a lot. But he's still called, you know, in Hebrews, he's still called friend of God. And so this person is very relational. And so the natural kind of prayer setting will be among people for that person. They're very outgoing, social. So prayer time, they'll want to be a social experience. But also, I think eventually that praying personality will learn that, oh, it's just about God time. Me and God. I'm with God right now. And so that's the cool part of prayer. For the organized prayer, they go out of their passion. They tend to be emotionally kind of wired. And so she's happy. She's super excited about something. So she's going to rejoice and thank God for that and woohoo. And maybe, you know, worship and dancing, you know, that might be an expression of that in her own quiet way because she tends to be more introverted. But she's passionately also, you know, expressing to God some of the concerns, the lament she has, the heaviness. I had a friend email me this morning, and I know very much that she is a lamenter and that she says, I'm in a bad place. And so I wrote out this prayer and I said, I'm praying that you find that God is with you in this, you know, that and that the end result will be your greater understanding of His presence with you. So, each goes to prayer, I think, for a little different kind of a perspective. But again, I'm proposing this as ideas in the book, I hesitate as a person to put people into boxes. I think we can be a combo of these, just as, you know, others, personality theories will tell you, you can be a combo of these different kind of personalities that they create, and that to understand first that God has given us a personality. All of these personality theories are just that. They're man-created personality theories. And I believe that the best way to understand ourselves and who God has created us to be is to read His Word. I think that's where we should start. So even in the book, that's where I start and even end with the spiritual gifts, and examine the spiritual gifts in light of prayer and how they connect with prayer, because I wanted the book to be more focused on what God says about who we are, as opposed to what some of these man-created theories have said. Although I think they're very helpful.
Yes. I mean, you're talking to a counselor here. So I do think they are so helpful, because God is so awesome and creates awesome things. And we are so complex mm-hmm. and so unique. And I do firmly believe that the better we are able to understand ourselves, the better we're able to understand what he's positioned us here for and how we can better, you know, connect with his people and, you know, bring the gospel to more people in a more effective way, understanding our weaknesses and what we need help with or whatever. Like I think it's awesome. And so I love that you do that. And I do think it's also helpful as I was listening to the personalities, I was also thinking, you know, I understand, okay, maybe my more natural ways of my, the ways God made me, I'm more likely to go to God in these types of situations, right? When I'm with people or when I'm feeling deeply about something. But also it's just a really good reminder that you can go to him all the time. Like, you know, and so it is a good reminder too, that although we might have these natural, you know, tendencies or ways of relating to God through prayer, it's just also really good for us to remember that it's constant. He's always open and ready and like just wants to hang out with us in that way and communicate with us. And so anyway, and wants to hear from us. So you mentioned spiritual gifts. I want to talk about that. Tell us mm-hmm. why you put that in the book and how does that relate to prayer?
Well, I felt like, you know, God has given us this personality, but he's also blessed us with various spiritual gifts. And so I took a look at those because that is going to be part of our kind of inborn makeup that God has blessed us with, right? You know, there are three different categories, you know, that others have, you know, established for the different kinds of gifts and ministry gifts. So they're more focused on doing ministry. They're manifestation gifts. And so they're more focused on, you know, dynamics and focused on like, what do you do? And so forth. And then they're motivational gifts. How actually you can motivate others to, you know, grow in the body. And the gifts are given for purpose of developing the Christian body. So I began looking at some of those underlying questions again for the gifts, you know, to think about why do we do what we do in terms of, you know, how we give of ourselves, whether that's through a gift of helps or that's through a gift of leadership or serving in pastoral kinds of functions. What motivates you? Just thinking in terms of also about does love actually motivate you? Is that behind this? And do you, you know, how do you want to strengthen people? How do you want to help build up the body? And do you tend to be more word oriented or deed oriented, service oriented? How does that all connect? And so for the spiritual gifts part of the book, there are three chapters toward the end of the book about spiritual gifts. I looked at each of the spiritual gifts and just looked at what God's word said. I could have drawn upon, you know, all kinds of different bodies of other writers and what they've said they are. But I just dug into what God's word said about them. I looked at the Greek words and then just prayed a lot about, you know, God, how would prayer, you know, connect with this? And for each of any of these examinations, whether it was of the biblical praying people or as we're talking about spiritual temperaments or personalities or the giftings, I provide several, at least what I call prayer pointers in the book. And so in terms of, so if the reader is identifying with that, like, oh, that makes sense for me. Yeah, I do that. Or that's like me. Then they can say, I offer some ideas in terms of, you know, how you then might pray. So there are hundreds of those in the book. And I just simply hoped it to kind of free the reader to understand that God has given her a personality. You know, we have strengths, we have weaknesses in those personalities, to consider those. And then given our natural personality and our lifestyle that we're leading, what would make sense? You know, what would make sense in terms of a praying lifestyle? And my dear friend, the late Jennifer Kennedy Dean, wrote a book called Live a Praying Life. And through that book, it's really a phenomenal book that I highly recommend. It's an experiencing God kind of Bible study that she helped me understand that, you know, we can decide we're going to have a prayer life. You know, we're going to stick prayer into this pocket or that pocket and call it done for the day. Mm-hmm. Or we could ask God to give us a praying lifestyle, a praying life, so that we have that sense of God with us all day long, you know, Emmanuel, and that we can be in conversation with him. So that's ultimately what I hope to do, to help the reader understand first that it's less about answers and it's more about access to this living God who's our creator. And that also that we can have a praying lifestyle that takes us through our day, and that will give us power and strength to meet the challenges that are before us each and every hour.
I love that, Janet. I love that. I'm taking so many notes. I didn't ask this at the beginning, but I wish I would have asked you this, because I've thought a lot about it. And I've, again, with the messages I've heard, or I would say lies I've been taught regarding prayer almost, or just these expectations placed on me. How do you define prayer?
Boy, I have to go back to a book I read in my early adulthood by Evelyn Christensen. And she simply wrote that it's conversation with God. Yeah. And that it, you know, it's having that time out. It's having that time out away from the world. You know, it's, you know, you feel like, you know, as moms, as wives, that we, you know, we have things that we go through, we call a friend, or we're texting, or, you know, doing messaging someone about, oh, this has come up and that has come up. That's what God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. He simply wants us to communicate with him, lay out those, all of those kinds of concerns with him, and, you know, and trust him for them. One great writer, that, Jennifer Kennedy pointed me to was a Norwegian man, and boy, the name is coming, but he had this, he developed a philosophy. He was, in the Nazi resistance in Norway. Mm-hmm. And so his idea was the idea of open hands. Here I am, God, I give you all my stuff. I've got it all. I'm confessing to you all my issues. And then here I am again, open hands again for whatever you have for me. So I think that's what prayer is.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
The giving and the receiving.
That's, you know, I'm thinking of like our, you know, if you consider your best friend, for those listening and watching, maybe your husband or whoever in your life that you just talk to like every day, maybe, or most every day. Can you imagine them texting you or calling you and being like, you know, you cannot, like, the only way you can communicate with me is if you are going to, if it looks like this, if it looks like, I don't know, I'm like, all these criteria, right? I'm like, I love you. You are my best friend. However, you can only contact me if, you know, it's like, oh, that would be like so weird, because why would we do that? If prayer is conversation, why wouldn't God want us to communicate and converse with him in the way like that's natural and genuine to how he made us? Like, he knows us. We don't have to put on anything or put away anything to go to him. He just loves us and wants to commune with us and wants to partner with us throughout our day. And there's no wrong way to communicate with him. And I think that's, if I had a megaphone right now, that's what I would want to really blast. There's no wrong way to communicate with God. Communicating with God is communicating with God. Like, do it however you need to do that. Just do it. And because he's like, he loves to meet with you. So I love that you said that. And I was hoping you would say something like that, and I assumed correctly. So yay. Janet, you have a praying personalities quiz that's available. Can you tell us about that? And then when we take that, what we will get, what will help us through that?
Right. It's simply a series of 16 questions that relate to your spiritual life, your prayer life, how you take in God's word and questions like that, how you worship, etc. And that will point you to one, it will give you the entire results. So the total score you could get would be, for example, a 16 questions, 1 point for this and that in terms of the four different praying personalities. But I had to laugh yesterday. I got an email from someone, a friend of mine who had taken the quiz. She goes, "I got fours on everything." She goes, I'm even on all of them, as you had said earlier, Amanda. I think in some seasons of life, maybe we're more this and we're more that, you know, and that's, I think, also part of the freedom I hope that the book offers, is that perhaps our praying life morphs from one thing to another. Yes, we have a God-given personality, might have those kinds of tendencies to have a problem-solving nature or to be highly relational and social, but perhaps the actual praying practices might change over the years. Even as a young mom, I was lamenting a lot. Mm-hmm. I did write out all those prayer things in journals, and I actually think I should burn those things. I'm not sure.
Don't burn them. Sure. They matter. Janet, they matter.
I don't know if I want my kids reading them. But, you know, and I did attempt the prayer notebook thing for a while. It just, and then, you know, I was teaching high school English full time, grading essays all night long. You know, it was impossible to keep up. And then, so it has changed. And I think that for me, that happened through the practice of prayer walking, you know, and having a new understanding that wherever I am, there's a need for prayer. So, you know, I'm in the Walmart line, you know, I'm praying for the mom in front of me. You know, it's that kind of natural tendency. And that's not easy. That's not been an easy switch for me. It's taken a lot of years to get to that point. So I think I want to offer a lot of grace to the reader. But I also, in terms of, and that sounds like I'm letting him off the hook, you know, to kind of pray as you go, you know, whatever. But by the end of the book, I kind of want to put her back on the hook a little bit, because if we are only actually praying as we go during the day, then perhaps I think God wants more than that. He does want that relationship developed with us so that we're not, you know, frenetically running from one thing to another. You know, we're trying to, you know, actually have that peace and calm in our lives that we need. And you know, the faith and the built up trust, so that we can deal with crises that are inevitable.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Thank you. And I am certain that women will experience that freedom. Like you say, there's grace for the season you're in and the hard that you're in, and all, you know, especially like young moms and just all of that, and also the peace, the joy, the goodness, like that fruit grows when we meet with him. And so,
yeah,
also challenge yourself to slow down and take in that time with him. So thank you for that. And thank you for writing. It's so good. Again, if you're just joining in, Janet's book is linked below. So go check it out. Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style. And Janet is linked as well below. Go check her out. She speaks, she travels, she's amazing. And yeah, we met in Minnesota how many years ago now? I don't even remember.
Maybe like a couple and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe three summers ago this year. Yeah.
It's hard to remember how many
years. I know.
Where are we? Everything's like,
where am I?
COVID. COVID. Yeah. I'm confused, you know.
I remember laughing a lot.
Yeah. We laughed a lot. A lot. It was so great. I know. It's like the best thing ever. But Janet, would you mind praying for the wives before we close?
Absolutely. So, Father, we come before you, and we just say, here we are with open hands. You know, we're not perfect, but we also know that you've created us. We recognize our strengths, our weaknesses. And, you know, in terms of our lifestyles, Lord, you've given us so many opportunities, and that provides challenges for us in terms of spiritual disciplines, like reading your word faithfully and coming to you in prayer. It's just hard sometimes, God. And so we offer that up to you, though, with these open hands and say, God, I'm willing to give you my life, my schedule, my kids, my marriage, all the things. And that I'm sitting here still, Lord, with open hands to receive what you have for me. I desire, Father, Lord, to have that open relationship with you. And I pray that for others that listening, that they will understand that prayer is more about access than answers, and that you desire to have that complete relationship with us, strengthen us for any challenges ahead. But I also, Lord, know that you are a God of grace, and that you extend that grace to us. You understand, you love us, you still pursue us. You still are pursuing us, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for that love relationship. So I ask that your grace and your mercies will fall on each and every listener today, that you equip her through the study of your word, and that you will encourage her to step out and be bold in her faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Janet. And thank you, everyone, for being with us at A Wife Like Me. We will be back next week for an all new episode. And Janet, I'm sure we will have you back on again as well.
Well, thank you. That would be fun.
Thanks for being with us.